singer, songwriter, and ethnomusicologist El Sara was born in Sudan to politically active parents. After a coup, her family was forced to flee to Yemen. Then, when civil war broke out there, they fled to the United States. Many of her songs are reflections of identity and survival.
Well, you know, as a Sudanese person, we grapple with our own identity issues in terms of how we want, you know, how we're trying to represent and how that's presented a real crisis for my people and my community. We've been basically in one civil war after another since our independence from colonization, because we tried to colonize our minds with this concept of what we're supposed to be like, right? So leaving that and becoming an immigrant in another space and really looking at your identity from an outside perspective gives you the tools to be able to look at all places from like a big bird eye view.
El Sara now calls Brooklyn home. She and her band, the Nubatones, will be the first inter-island artist-in-residence for the Shangri-La Center for Islamic Art, Culture, and Design. The band will perform and meet with groups on Oahu, Maui, and Hawaii Island over the next week.
We're trying to redefine as many different narratives as we can.
Asad Ali Joffrey is the curator of programs at Shangri-La.
And I think these ideas of borders and migrations and music and stories are something we can all relate to. And this is why I think it's important to have them here right now and for us all to kind of have these conversations at the same time.
This is El Sara's first visit to Hawaii. Joffrey teamed up with the local nonprofit organization, the Popolo Project, to host a kanikapila with local musicians and community members in Palolo.
We've been really fortunate to have El Sara and her band here because this also gives us another window into the rest of the world.
Akemi Glenn is the executive director of the Popolo Project.
For a lot of Black people, our history is a history of movement and being connected in that movement, having roots as we move. And we thought, you know, what do we do in Hawaii that makes us feel like we're connected, especially this time of year, we kanikapila.
It was the most spectacular, progressive gathering of people willing to explore the colonization of their mind and then willing to break through that to take on new concepts and embrace all the stories of Blackness throughout the seas. Oh my God.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.